Welcome to Zichru Daf Simani, my Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Brachos, Daf Nun Tes. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, there's a dispute regarding the bracha when one sees a rainbow. The Gemara says, Haroa, one who sees a rainbow, although one should not stare at it. The Gemara said the bracha is Baruch Zocher HaBris, blessed is the one who remembers the covenant. Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, said the bracha is Ne'eman Berviso V'Kayim B'Mamaro, who is trustworthy in his covenant and fulfills his word. So Rav Papa said that since there's a malchokas regarding the ending, we should say both. Baruch Zocher HaBris, V'nema V'Riso V'Kayim B'Mamaro, blessed is the one who remembers the covenant and is trustworthy in his covenant and fulfills his word. Point number two, one who sees the sun at the beginning of its cycle, when it returns to the same position as it was at its original creation, which is every 28 years, he recites the Birchas HaChoma, the blessing on the sun, which is the Bracha of Baruch Osa Breshis, blessed are you who makes the work of creation. So once again, the 2 points are, we have a Malchok is regarding the bracha when one sees a rainbow. The Gemara says, Baruch Zocher HaBris, blessed is the one who remembers the covenant. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan Broka, says, the bracha is Ne'eman V'Riso V'Kayim B'Mamaro, who's trustworthy in his covenant and fulfills his word. Rabbi Papa said that since the Malchok is, we say both, Baruch Zocher HaBris, V'Ne'eman V'Riso V'Kayim B'Mamaro. Secondly, one who sees the sun at the beginning of its cycle and returns to the same position as it was at its original creation every 28 years, he recites Bircha Zachama, the blessing on the sun, which is the bracha of Baruch Osa Bereshis, blessed are you who makes the work of creation. And point number three, if one has already had wine at a meal and is then presented with a superior wine, he should make the bracha of Baruch Hatov V'Hameiti, blessed are you who is good and does good. All right, so let's do a review. Number one, there's a malchus regarding the bracha when one sees a rainbow, although one should not stare at a rainbow. The Gemara said the bracha is Baruch Zocher Bris, where Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yochanan, says the bracha is Ne'eman V'Riso, V'Kayim B'Mamaro. But Papa said that since there's malchokas regarding the ending, we should say both. Baruch Zocher HaBris, blessed is the one who remembers the covenant, the Ne'eman of V'Riso V'Kayim B'Mamaro, and is trustworthy in his covenant and fulfills his word. Number two, one who sees the sun at the beginning of its cycle. When it returns to the same position as it was at its original creation, every 28 years, he recites Birchas HaChama, the blessing on the sun, which is the bracha of Baruch Osa Breshis, blessed are you who makes the work of creation. And number three, if one has already had wine at a meal, and then is presented with the superior wine, you should make the bracha of Baruch HaTov V'Hameiti, blessed are you who is good and does good. All right, so now we go to our simon. So we're in the Zichru Adar Choose the Simon contest. And once again, we got a lot of great suggestions from all over the world. We got a lot of nets, different types of nets, a lot of knots, sailor knots and other knots. But we're not going to go with nets. In this case, we're going to go with Eitan Gavran's suggestion of a knight, like a knight in shining armor. And by the way, if you also suggested knight and you WhatsApp me that suggestion, it's very hard to keep track of WhatsApps and these lists, just the way WhatsApp is. They're hard to organize. So if you put knight as well, please let me know. I'll gladly recognize you as well. But mazel tov to Eitan Gavran. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. For a suggestion of a knight in shining armor, that's going to be our simon as we go through Shas here in Zichru. So here we go. The knight in shining armor stood nobly at the bottom of the rainbow as he blessed the sun after 28 years by raising his cup of superior wine, making a tov v'hameitiv. Once again, in slow motion. The knight in shining armor, reminding us we're on Daf Nun Tes. The knight in shining armor stood nobly at the bottom of the rainbow, which reminds us of the Malkovus regarding the brach when one sees a rainbow, although one should not stare at it. The Gemara said the brach is Baruch Zocher Bris. Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Yochim Bracha, says it's Ne'eman V'Riso of a Kayim B'Mamaro. And Rav Papa said put the two together. As he blessed the sun after 28 years, which reminds us that one who sees the sun at the beginning of its cycle and returns to the same position as it was at its original creation, which is every 28 years, he recites Bircha Zachama, the blessing on the sun, which is the bracha of Baruch Osa Breshis, blessed are you who makes the work of creation, by raising his cup of superior wine, making a tov v'hameitiv, which reminds us, when one already had wine at the meal, but then is presented with the superior wine, he should make the bracha of Baruch HaTov V'Hameiti, blessed are you who is good and does good. So once again, the knight in shining armor stood nobly at the bottom of the rainbow as he blessed the sun after 28 years by raising his cup of superior wine, making HaTov V'Hameiti. All right, so now it's time for Four Blah Bach Hazara, Daf Nun Hei. So the symbol for Nun Hei is a speed limit sign of 55. So here we go. Rabbi Betzalel, reminding us, the Gemara talks about Betzalel's wisdom. He was called Betzalel because he lived in the shadow of Hashem, Betzel Kel, as he knew the order in which Hashem had commanded the building of the Mishkan. First the Mishkan, then the Kelim, the vessels. Despite Moshe Rabbeinu changing the order and instructions to him, because Moshe Rabbeinu said first build the Kelim and then the Mishkan. He also knew how to join together the letters of the Torah in the same way They were combined to create Shemayim Vaaretz, the heavens and the earth. So Rabbi Betzalel dreamt. That reminds us that the Daf talks about dreams. So Rabbi Betzalel dreamt that he planted a speed limit sign. That reminds us, the speed limit sign, 55, run, Daf Nun Hey. So Rabbi Betzalel dreamt that he planted a speed limit sign in the middle of the shul to remind the congregants that the key to long life is spending more time in tefillah. That reminds us that the Gemara analyzed the three actions which, when prolonged, prolonged one's life, according to Rav Yehuda, which we learned on Nun Dalet on the base, spending a long time in tefillah, spending a long time at the table, because we afford poor people a greater chance to come and share in the meal, and spending a long time in the bathroom. And his congregants begged him to do Hatavas Chalom. So we learned a lot of things about dreams. A dream that has not been interpreted is like an unread letter. Two, one is troubled by a dream should have it remedied in the presence of three people, and the text of Hatavas Chalom is presented in the Gemara. And also, one who doesn't understand the meaning of his dream should stand before the Kohanim during Birkas Kohanim and recite a supplication aiming to finish it as the congregation responds Amen, so that his supplication will be affirmed together with Birkas Kohanim. We are accustomed to doing this during Masif on Yantav. Daf Nun Vav. So the sim for Nun Vav, we says, a shusher and shul going nunu, nunu. Here we go. The shusher and shul was going bananas trying to nunu. That reminds us, we're on Daf Nun Vav. The shusher and shul was going bananas trying to nunu the guy giving nightmares to the president about losing the election, which reminds us that the Gemara, to illustrate the idea that a person dreams about what he's thinking about of during the day that we weren't on Nun Hey on a base, the Gemara cites the incident of Caesar asking Rav Yeshua bar Rabbi Chananya what he would dream of that night. Rav Yeshua told him that he would dream of being pressed into service by the Persians in a degrading way. Caesar thought about the distressing vision all day and then dreamt of it at night. So the Shushan Shul was going bananas on Nunu, the guy giving nightmares to the president about losing the election, while the dream interpreter, that reminds us of Bar Hedya, because we have the story of Bar Hedya, the dream interpreter who gave positive interpretations to those who paid for his services and negative ones to those who didn't. So Abai and Rava shared these similar dreams and had them interpreted by Hedya. Since Abai paid, his dreams were always interpreted positively for good. Rava didn't pay, and his dreams were interpreted for ill. So finally, Rava discovered in a book owned by Bar Hedya that dreams go according to the mouth, Kol Cholamos Holchin Achra Peh, meaning that according to the way they're interpreted. So Rava cursed him, and Bar Hedya fled, eventually meeting a gruesome death at the hands of the Roman royal court. While the dream interpreter was telling the cheapskate he was going to fall into a well. The Gemara discusses the symbolic meaning of items appearing in a dream, and if one dreams of a well, Rav China says he will see peace, Rav Nassan says he will find Torah, and Rava says he will find life. Daf Nun Zayin. So the symbol for Nun Zayin is Pinocchio's nose. So here we go. Pinocchio's nose, reminding us one Daf Nun Zayin. Pinocchio's nose began to grow when he claimed he was saying Kriya Shema in his dream, because the Gemara talks about dream visions that include elements of tefillah. So one responds, Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach in a dream is assured of being destined for Om Haba. One who recites Kriya Shema in a dream is fit to have the Shekhinah dwell upon him, except that his generation doesn't merit to have that happen. And one who dreams of laying tefillin should anticipate growing in greatness. So Pinocchio's nose began to grow when he claimed he was saying Kriya Shema in his dream, and then woke up with a pasuk in his mouth, because Rabbi Yochanan says that if one wakes up and a pasuk fell into his mouth, meaning immediately came to mind, it's a type of minor prophecy. So Pinocchio's nose began to grow and he claimed he was saying Kriya Shema in his dream and then woke up with a pasuk in his mouth until he was reminded wood burns in fire, which is the 60th part of Gehenna. Because the Gemara taught there are five things that are considered a 60th of something else. Eish, fire, is the 60th part of Gehenna. Honey is the 60th part of Man. Shabbos is the 60th part of Olam Haba. Sleep is the 60th part of death. And a dream is the 60th part of prophecy. Daf Nun Ches. So the Sim for Nun Ches is a zookeeper. But just to be clear, this isn't Noach from the Chumash here, because we don't want to violate our Zichruha. This is Noach Goldberg. He's a contemporary Noach. He just also happens to have an interest in animals. Here we go. The zookeeper, reminding us we're on Daf Nun Ches, greeted his friend the king, who he hadn't seen in 30 days with a Shechiyanu, because we were taught that one who sees a friend after a lapse of 30 days recites a Shechiyanu. If the lapse is 12 months, he says a Baruch Mechaya Mesim, who resurrects the dead. And over his procession of 600,000, a Baruch Chacham Arazim. Because one who sees a multitude of 600,000 Jews recites a Baruch Chacham Arazim, blessed are you, the Chacham of the secrets, acknowledging that Hashem knows everyone's secret thoughts, while everyone else stood still in silence. Because the Gemara elaborated on the importance of greeting a king, which we initially learned on Daf Tes, relating the incident of the blind Rav Sheshes, who was able to discern when the king passed by in his procession. When the first two troops passed by, each followed by a loud noise, Rav Sheshes knew that the king was not yet approaching. But after the third troop passed by and it fell silent, he knew that the king was about to pass. And Rav Sheshes explained that he knew this from the pasuk in Malachim, describing how Eliyahu discerned Hashem's presence not in the midst of three loud noises, like a great wind, an earthquake, and a fire, but rather when there was a still, thin sound. Kol Dmama Daka. He said, since earthly royalty reflects heavenly royalty, there must be a similar chain of events when an earthly king appears. All right, so now it's time for our pop quiz of 10 questions. Here we go. Number one, which duff do we learn about the five things which are 60th of something else? That's on duff. Nun Zion, good. Number two, what do you want to know about Birkas HaChama, the brach we make when the sun returns to its original position after 28 years? That's on Duff. Nun Tes, good. Number three, what do you want about Hatavas Chalom? That was on Duff. Nun Hey, good. Number four, what do you want about Caesar was distressed about a vision that was given to him and he ended up dreaming about it that night? And we see that many people dream about what they're thinking about during the day. That's on Duff. Nun Vav, good. Number five, what do we learn about Reb Sheshes? He knew when the milk passed, when everything became silent. That was on Duff. Nun Ches, good. Number six, which Duff do we learn about making brachas on miracles in the eight places that great miracles happen for Klal Yisrael? That's on Duff. Nun Dalad, good. Number seven, which Duff do we learn about making a Shechiyanu on a friend? That's on Duff. Nun Ches, great. Number eight, which duff do we learn about making brachas on a rainbow and what the actual text of the bracha is? That's on duff. Nun Tes, good. Question number nine, where do we have the machlokes regarding which is greater, making a bracha or saying amen? That's on duff. Nun Gimel, good. And number 10, what do you learn about the one who wakes up with a pasuk in his mouth? It's like having a minor nevuah. That's on duff. Nun Zion. Great. All right, that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Golder from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.